And now, the KHMB Feature Story of the Week. A look at people and events making a difference on the coastside.
The KHMB Feature Story of the Week is brought to you by Granola's Coffee House, located on Highway 1 next to BK Motors in Half Moon Bay. Granola's Coffee House, featuring specialty coffees, fresh baked goods, and free Wi-Fi.
Wouldn't it be beautiful if that is what we heard at the beginning of the political season? But it is more like this. An arena and candidates fighting it out like gladiators. Then we put our thumbs up or down to decide who goes to Congress. And we are ultimately unhappy with the results. My guest today is Jotham Stein, Half Moon Bay resident and candidate for Congressional District 16. Welcome, Jotham.
Thanks for having me on your show, Bill.
Normally, KHMB Radio does not get involved in political news beyond our county or what's on Main Street, but you're a local. The topic that you are going to run as an independent, I mean, independent normally has, what a snowball's chance and you know where, especially with our current political climate. Why are you choosing that slot on the ballot?
Because I believe that two parties are making a mess of our country. They're not looking out for all of us, and they're looking out for themselves and fighting amongst each other. Gerrymandering our country, dividing it up between Democrats and Republicans, is just plain wrong. I thought to myself, well, I can either continue to complain about it or I can try to do something about it and stand up and run as an independent, because I believe that independents are needed not just here in our congressional district, but across the country to make sure that politicians look out for all of us, do something good for we the people. It is the hardest way to run. You're absolutely 100% right. I'm running because the two parties are making a mess of the country. So the only honest way to run is as an independent, which in California is called no party preference. And that's the way I'll be on the ballot.
No party preference. So is it the third one down, or is it under the Green Party, or?
No, it's literally no party preference. They won't let you call yourself independent in California on the ballot. So there'll be a Democrat running, a Republican running, there'll be me running, and literally it'll say no party preference on the ballot. There are other parties, for example, a Green Party. I don't know that there'll be somebody running in this district, but you could run there. There's other parties. But for me, independent means in California, no party preference. So it'll say party preference, and then there'll be, say, none.
Now, the 16th district includes much of Silicon Valley and some of the coast side. You're talking tech bros and farmers. How do you appeal to such a disparity of interests?
Well, I'm actually a great candidate to do that. I live on the coast, and I've lived here more than 9 years, and I walk the coastal trail every day when I'm not running for Congress or working. I'm a lawyer in Silicon Valley, a small business in Silicon Valley in Palo Alto for more than 25 years. So I understand Silicon Valley really well. I represent a lot of individuals, entrepreneurs, executives in their relationships with their companies. So I'm a candidate that melds both areas. I'm probably the only candidate in this election who lives on the coast. It's a wonderful place, but I often go over the hill to go to work.
We often hear that people think that I want somebody, a businessman, who'll run it like a business. Voters constantly buy off on this idea. What do you think has actually been the result?
I don't think the government should be run like a business. The government is there to look out for all of us. Businesses are out there to look out for the shareholders. However, what I want to do is bring my 25 plus years of skills in business, mostly negotiating skills. I've been negotiating for a living for 25 odd years for my clients, and I want to bring that as the independent to Congress to try to get something done for all of us, to be able to listen and to try to negotiate to get something done for we the people instead of all the fighting that's going on in the gigantic mess that's happened. And we have a lot of things we need to do for our country, fixing health care to fixing Social Security, fixing our ballooning national debt. My skills as a negotiator is something I want to utilize, not to run the government like a business, but to utilize my people skills, you know, I've developed over the years for all of us, for we the people.
That requires compromise, which is a word we don't hear very often in Congress anymore. How are you going to accomplish that?
First of all, you're right that people don't talk about compromise. It's a bad word. On my website, I talk about negotiating and making reasonable compromises. That's what we need to move our country as a whole together. I'm going to do that by speaking with people and trying to negotiate. But I want to be clear that on my website, I am the beginning, not the end. I can't fix America all by myself. We need independents to get elected, not just here in California, but in New York, in North Dakota, in Texas, in Florida. It's only by electing independents that people that are not looking out for their parties, that are not kowtowing to their parties, but are looking out for all of us, that we are going to reverse course in the country. And that also requires we, the people, the electorate, to care about this, to come out and vote and to say, I'm not going to put up with the two-party system anymore and the disaster that it's brought on us or the mess that it's brought on us. I'm going to elect other people that can help to get something done.
The old adage is that all politics is local. So somebody's going to say, well, what are you going to do for Main Street and Half Moon Bay?
We have many concerns here in Half Moon Bay. There's a tremendous amount of people that are concerned about all the issues that I raised, gerrymandering the country, dividing it between Democrats and Republicans. They're big picture issues. We're not divorced from what's going on over Silicon Valley, over the Hill. However, there's other concerns that we may have more. For example, there's a lot of hunger in our community. I know this because I've been a board member of Coastside Hope for 5.5 years. I'm not now, but I was. There's a tremendous amount of people are concerned about their day-to-day lives, about feeding their family, about housing. In some cases, there's a lot of fear that the masked men from ICE will show up here, and tremendous issues and problems that we have. And I'm always aware of that. I've been very involved in the community, both as a board member of Coastside Hope, it's neighbors helping neighbors, but also not only do I care about people and neighbors, I have been involved in supporting and volunteering for Coastside Land Trust, digging up lots of invasive species over the years because I think that's the right thing to do for our community and for ourselves and because I love living here. By electing me, the people on the coast are going to be electing one of them.
Getting elected as an independent, or in this case, no party preference, will send a certain message to the broader political world. But after the novelty wears off, how do you hope to have any real leverage against the entrenched powers?
So there's sort of two answers to that question. Imagine there are 435 congressmen. Imagine that the vote split 217 Democrats to 217 Republicans. That would give me most leverage of anybody probably in the country. It might make me Speaker of the House. That's one answer. The other answer is the leverage comes from the shock that's going to go across the country when our district votes as an independent. There are no independents right now in the House of Representatives. There are two independents, depending on how you count Bernie Sanders, in the Senate. So that's two out of 535 representatives in our country are independents. That's a super small amount, given that we have such a large population of independents out there and reasonable people out there. So if we were to elect more, as I said, we need independents all across the country, the leverage would be tremendous because those individuals say to the parties, okay, you need to get something done for all of us, and if you don't, we're going to force some other thing to happen. So let's talk and get something done for everybody.
Let's assume you do get elected. Our next interview, I get to say congratulations, Congressman Stein. What will be your first priority?
I have to break down my first priority into three parts. My first priority is to talk to everybody, to try to get something done for all of us. So I have to introduce myself and I have to talk with everybody with the goal of getting something done. The second first priority, if you will, is I say on my website that in the first 2 weeks in office, I will propose 5 constitutional amendments. It's very difficult to fix it, especially going against the entrenched powers to fix our system to make it better. But we need to have campaign finance reform. We need to have a constitutional amendment that ends gerrymandering, not just here, but all across the country. We need a constitutional amendment that imposes term limits, just like we have in here for governor and for state legislature on our senators and Congress. We need a constitutional amendment to rein in the special interests, who are always looking out for themselves, but not for all of us. So that's the second of my first priorities, and I'm going to do that in the first 2 weeks. The third is I have plans to help us in our day-to-day lives, and that's the third priority, is to work to get those done. I'm using this just as an example. Go to my website, you'll see I have a 3-part plan to fix Social Security. And what I mean by fix Social Security, keep it solvent for the next 75 years. Because if we don't fix it, it's going to run low on money in just 6 years. People who are getting benefits now, they'll get 24% less. The young people, 20 and 30 and 40 year olds, don't even believe it's going to be around any much in the future. By the way, my 3-part plan has a minimum benefit for seniors that the Committee for Informed and Responsible Federal Budget, it's a nonpartisan committee, says will decrease poverty among our seniors by a substantial amount. But I want to be clear, as an independent, I'm willing to talk with you or anybody else. When I come here after I win, you can tell me you have a better plan to fix Social Security. Anybody out there can. Being an independent and somebody's willing to compromise and talk, if you got a better plan than I've got, that's great. The goal is to fix Social Security so it doesn't run out of money, essentially, in 6 years.
And, of course, you've mentioned it several times. Now, what is the contact for your campaign?
VoteStein.com is the website. So VoteStein.com. And you can also call 650-204-1199 or text that number. And you'll reach me or someone at my campaign. VoteStein.com has a form on it, so you can also communicate that way. It comes right to either me or my people working on the campaign. It's really important, if you're an independent, registered as no party preference here in California, to come out and vote in the June 2nd primary. I can't tell you how many people I meet throughout this district, from Pacifica in the north all the way down to San Jose in the south, who tell me, well, I'm an independent, I'm no party preference, I don't have to vote in this election, I'll wait till November. And the truth is, primary is a misnomer in California. We really have two general elections. In the first election, which is on June 2nd, the top two candidates of all parties and no parties and independents, the top two, go on to November. So if you're a no party preference voter, if you're an independent voter and you don't come out and vote for me for Congress, you may not have that opportunity in November. I urge everyone out there, regardless of party or non-party status, regardless of whether they're an independent or not, but particularly for independents, to come out and vote in the June 2nd primary, because it's really the first of two general elections and your vote is needed. If you want to vote independent, you vote for me, Jotham Stein, for Congress. Whether you vote for anybody else is your choice, but I'll be there as no party preference, independent. Won't have a choice for me in November unless you vote for me on June 2nd.
Well, you've communicated a great deal of information in a short period of time, and I want to thank you for joining us today, and of course, wish you luck in the elections.
Thanks for having me on your show, and I'm happy to come back anytime, whether it's before I get elected or after.
My guest today has been Jotham Stein, candidate for the representative of the 16th Congressional District. The most important thing about elections is actually voting. Elections have been decided by those who didn't bother to get out of their chair and then complain about the results. If you don't vote, you are letting other people determine your future.
Our thanks to Bill Wood for our feature story of the week. By way of disclaimer, the interview you just heard was not meant to be an endorsement of Mr. Stein, but rather for informational purposes. It's been some time, if ever, that a co-signer has run as an independent for a congressional seat. But if you wish to know more about Mr. Stein's candidacy, you can visit VoteStein.com. For Radio Magazine, I'm Jim Henderson.